From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump has signed executive orders aimed at rolling back many of the Obama administration's environmental regulations. Speaking at the Environmental Protection Agency Tuesday, the president said he was keeping a promise to coal miners to put them back to work.
And we're going to have safety, we're going to have clean water, we're going to have clean air. But so many are unnecessary and so many are job killing. We're getting rid of the bad ones. One after another, we're keeping our promises and putting power back into the hands of the people.
Trump's order will seek to suspend, rescind, or identify for review more than a half dozen rules in an attempt to increase domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels. It directs federal agencies to identify rules the administration says impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. Meanwhile, the head of the National Resources Defense Council says President Trump's actions will put Americans' health and the future of the planet at risk. Bob Deans of the NRDC says that Trump has walked away from the promise of cleaner, smarter ways to power American prosperity.
Ignoring science, ignoring the manifest economic opportunities of the clean energy transition, and leaving our kids to pay the price is reckless. It's irresponsible. It's the wrong direction for the country, and we're all going to stand up and tell him that.
Deans says that a presidential decree does not, in his words, rescind the laws of nature. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Embattled House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes of California threw a formerly bipartisan investigation of Russian election interference into doubt Tuesday, as he rejected calls for his recusal and stopped the committee's work for the rest of the week. Representative Nunes canceled a closed-door briefing with FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers. That deepened the frustrations of Democratic members who said Nunes's actions over the last week and a half jeopardized his credibility and undermined his ability to lead the investigation. Nunes met with a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Donald Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. Nunes's spokesman said that the congressman wanted to have proximity to a secure location where he could view the information provided by the source. The revelation led the ranking Democratic committee member Adam Schiff to call for Nunes to step away from the Russia investigation. The commander of American forces in Iraq says the U.S. military likely played a role in an airstrike in Mosul, an attack that witnesses said killed about 100 civilians March 17th. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commander leading the counter-Islamic State fight in Iraq and Syria, told reporters in a conference call from Baghdad Tuesday that any civilian casualties were unintentional.
If we did it, and I'd say there's at least a fair chance that we did, it was an unintentional accident of war, and we will transparently report it to you when we're ready.
Townsend said Iraqi military leaders firmly believe civilians were gathered by Islamic State ahead of the strike, either to lure the coalition into a trap that would kill civilians or possibly for the extremists to use as human shields. Meanwhile, the human rights chief from the UN is calling on Iraq's military and the U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against Islamic State in Mosul. The UN says at least 307 people have been killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. The UN attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for the city, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. U.S. consumer confidence, home prices, and the trade deficit all improved, according to economic reports published Tuesday. Consumer confidence hit a 16-year high, as consumers said they were more confident about getting and keeping jobs and the economic outlook in general. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.